With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A former California congressman says the L.A. riots will be a political black eye for Democrats. Bob Agnew reports.
Former Congressman John Campbell says one might think Democrats would put the rioters at arm's length.
But they're not, and they seem to be doubling down.
Doubling down on the very woke trademarks that caused many Americans to vote for Donald Trump, including illegal immigration, crime, and lax law enforcement.
All wrapped up in one single thing, which is these riots.
Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network one thing's for sure.
They're not changing the hearts and minds of Americans who voted for Donald Trump.
Bob Agnew reporting.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says he's ordered the deployment of more than 5,000 Texas National Guard troops across the state, along with more than 2,000 state police. Abbott says they will help local law enforcement manage protest against President Trump and the ongoing federal immigration raids. An Air India passenger plane with more than 240 people on board has crashed in the northwestern Indian city of Ahmedabad. And officials say there are no known survivors at this time. Correspondent Karen Chamas.
Black smoke billowed from the site where the plane went down in a populated area near the airport in Ahmedabad, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's home state. Firefighters doused the smoking wreckage of the plane. Indian television news channels reported that the plane crashed on top of the dining area of a medical college hostel, and visuals showed a portion of the aircraft atop the building. It was unclear if any medical students were present inside the building at the time of the crash. I'm Karen Chamas.
It's now being reported that five medical students were in that building when the plane hit it and were killed. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 41 points. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center paints a picture of faith around the globe.
Where would you find the most Muslims? If you said the Middle East, you would be wrong. The lion's share of the world's Muslims live in the Asia-Pacific region, about three times as many as live in the Middle East and North Africa. And where are the most Christians? Sub-Saharan Africa, although Latin America and Europe come in a close second and third. The most people of no religious faith are in China, more than 1 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo will continue his predecessor's controversial agreement with China that gives the communist government veto power over the Vatican's selection of bishops. No other country has such an arrangement, and conservative Catholics were outraged that Pope Francis gave in to China's demand. Pope Leo has made his first appointment of a Chinese bishop and expressed satisfaction that the decision has been approved by the Communist Party. This is SRN News. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on over 400 CDC employees going back to work.
2,400 CDC employees lost their jobs in a wave of cuts across federal health agencies in early April. Whole CDC programs were essentially shut down, including some focused on smoking, lead poisoning, and workplace safety and health. About 200 of the reinstated workers are based in the CDC's National Center for HIV, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and Tuberculosis Prevention. Also reinstated are about 150 employees at the CDC's National Center for Environmental Health. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Eight female athletes filing an appeal of a landmark NCAA antitrust settlement. They argue that women would not receive their fair share of $2.7 billion in back pay for athletes who are barred from making money off of their name, image, and likeness. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.